World leaders are trying to stem the growth of ISIS. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Heading into the weekend, diplomats from over a dozen countries met in New York, and the United Nations passed sanctions targeting funding for the group. Big actions are needed to stop terrorists with big goals in mind. Tom Doyle, Middle East expert and author of Killing Christians.
Their goal is global, and it's not going to be confined to Iraq and Syria and the greater Middle East. They're going global, and they have plans for Europe, for America, you name it, they're moving out.
Here's the hope quotient. In the middle of it all, Muslims are coming to Christ, and believers are not backing down.
They're not asking for this trial to go away. So we're praying that God would give them strength. They're ready to suffer. They're ready to die. It's a great lesson for us.
Speaking of strength, kids in Moldova need it. Parents have left their kids at orphanages looking for jobs elsewhere. Farms International's Joe Richter.
And Moldova, being one of the poorest countries in Europe, has very few resources for these children. And certainly a home situation would be much better.
Christian families want to share the love of Christ by adopting, but can't afford it. However, Farms is helping out.
The way Farms is helping is to help families that economically could not adopt orphans with a project loan that helps them increase their business revenue, and then they're able to support more orphans and are actually adopting these orphans.
Together, we can help give kids a new life. You'll find the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.